This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. Colorado's national parks may be hazier in the future. Senate Republicans have upheld the Trump administration's disapproval of Colorado's regional haze plan. States and federal agencies are supposed to work together to limit air pollution in national parks and wilderness areas, but the administration doesn't like that Colorado wants to close coal plants to do that. Senator John Hickenlooper.
The administration's decision doesn't lower costs for anybody. It just means more pollution and more haze in those very places we treasure the most.
In shooting down Colorado's plan, the EPA said it doesn't comply with the Clean Air Act and that the coal plants are vital to delivering reliable and affordable energy. Meanwhile, Colorado Springs will get 3 extra years before closing its last remaining coal-fired power plants. That's according to a new deal introduced at the state capitol. CPR's Sam Brash has more.
Ray Nixon is the last coal-fired power plant run by Colorado Springs Utilities. For years, it's planned to shutter the plant by 2030 to comply with state climate laws. But now it says installing enough solar and wind to replace the plant could boost energy prices. A new bill at the state legislature represents months of negotiations between the utility, environmental groups, and the governor's office. It would allow the plant to stay open through 2032 if the utility plans to rapidly cut greenhouse gases over the next couple decades. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
It's 6:06. This is CPR News. Glad you're here.